Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, today is the day. Yep, I have to admit it. None of us like it. We all dread it, but it's here. Tax Day. April 15th is Tax Day. And I wouldn't be a decent talk show host if I didn't at least mention this day. However, I have a different show planned. We're not going to talk about taxes. But just to honor the tax day, I got that in quotes in the air, just to honor the day, first we're going to start with the infamous tax poem. Tax his land, tax his bed, tax the table at which he's fed. Tax his tractor, tax his mule, tax him. Taxes are the rule. Tax his work, tax his pay. He works for peanuts anyway. Tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, tax his coat. Tax his ties, tax his shirt, tax his work, and tax his dirt. Tax his tobacco, tax his drink, tax him if he tries to think. Tax his cigars, tax his beers, tax his cries, then tax his tears. Tax his car, tax his gas, find other ways to tax his, you know what, that rhymes. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. When he screams and hollers, then tax him more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Then tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he's laid. Put these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. And when he's gone, don't relax. It's time to apply the inheritance tax, and none of us like that. So, there you have it. We've at least shared our anger with Tax Day through poem. But today is going to be a different day. Now, I normally save Mondays to catch up on the weekend news. But today, I just couldn't do that because I read here a couple of weeks ago, today is National Spiral Ham Day. Well, I couldn't let that go by. It's a good opportunity to have somebody here that's local, a local business. It's Burger Smokehouse, and they are, and we're going to talk about them. They're a family company. They started out four generations ago, and they have grown, and we're going to talk about that. You've heard me talk about this, that the CSC Talk Radio is nationally syndicated. Well, little old California, Missouri also has a national ham industry here. Burger Smokehouse. They started out back in 1927. Yeah, that was before me. For a single farmer curing hams to a small business of curing hams, and now they are the largest, am I correct, ham curing business in the nation.
Yes.
Yes. He didn't want to hesitate on that. And I might be a little bit prejudiced, but I also think they're the best. I've done a lot of jobs in my day, raising the family that I have, trying to survive. And I'm proud to say I was honored to be a temporary seasonal worker employee out at Burger Smokehouse for about at least two Christmas seasons. So we want to welcome Philip Burger today at Burger Smokehouse. He is the vice president of Burger Smokehouse. And Philip, it's a pleasure to have you with us today and in studio, which is always a lot of fun for us to have somebody in studio. Welcome. Well,
thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. I had him come in early, and we've been talking and had a lot of fun. And I'm going to get this kicked off right away. Where do we get our hams?
Well, all our hams come from the United States, but in particular, probably Missouri, where we're at, Illinois, and Iowa.
All right. I wanted to get that out right away because I'm all about American-made. I've got my papers upside down here. I'm all about being American-made, and it doesn't get any better than that. So I want Philip, and this could take the whole show. We're just going to talk about Well, let's first kick off as to exactly why it's Spiral Ham, National Spiral Ham Day. I'll let you take that one.
Well, obviously, a lot of days are honored, so I can't take credit for putting this one out there. However, the spiral ham kind of revolutionized the industry many years ago because it essentially pre-carved a ham for you, yet the ham maintained its natural shape. So it was a great centerpiece to put on your table, yet to carve this ham, which is a bit of a challenge, just meant really a small trim around the bone and cut right through the meat, and it just lays off.
Yeah. It's awesome. It really makes it easier for, you know, he said, those machines that do that, they cost a few thousand dollars. He said, most families don't have that. I said, well, we call our ham cutter or our meat cutter Albert. But it was invented by, I'm going to botch his name up, back in the 40s, it was invented by a Harry Henslauer. I probably botched that pretty good. You'd think somebody with a German name could do better than that. But back in the 40s, he invented that, and it kind of changed things at the table.
Well, it did. And then, really, Honeybaked Ham made the spiral slicing concept gave it nationwide appeal and notoriety. The patent protection on the equipment went away in the early 80s. So essentially, that's when others like us were able to take advantage of that technology. And in our case, the City Ham is the most noted one you'll see on our catalog, but we also do Country Hams the same way.
Yes, yes. And it is, like I said, it's a lifesaver because cutting the ham off of that bone is a little tough.
Well, it sure can be. And in order to cut the ham the correct way, I didn't bring a slicing diagram if you were to hand slice one, but it is kind of tough. So you end up essentially with a ham that is cut from end to end, and what you're left with is a small end off what we call the butt, which would be up towards the hip or the hock, down towards the ankle. But a spiral slicer is a lot like an inverted lathe. So imagine a lathe you would turn wood on, but instead of a horizontal format, it's vertical, and essentially the ham is tied to tied to a couple of chocks. The ham turns as well as a blade, so it's like an eccentric circle from one end to the other.
It's really cool, and I've watched them do it when I was out there, and it's pretty neat to watch it get done. Well, we got about a minute and a half before we go into our first break, but it was in 1927, as I mentioned in my monologue, that your grandfather's fourth generation's great grand, because they've got the third and fourth generations now out there at Burger Smokehouse.
Yes.
And they're no longer a small business. You know, I'm an advocate for small business, but we still look at them as that. But they have grown so much that they're not really what you would call a small business, I don't think. Maybe they, I don't know. I don't think you are. And, but, you know, we're in the same community. Our kids all go to school together. We see them at the ball games. We see them at church functions. And so we don't consider it the large business that it is. But it truly is. And your grandfather started this out, and they thought he was crazy when he tried to sell 1,000 hams. But let's talk about your grandfather just a little bit.
So he was a bit of an entrepreneur. The ham business was really born out of necessity because you would butcher your hog late fall, typically around here mid-December, and you had ambient temperature that allowed you to begin processing the different cuts. It might be bacon or shoulders, hams. And so that's really what started it. And the hams he would do that part of the year weren't ready until August. But what he ended up doing was you would cure these hams and hang them in feed sacks. Sounds like we have to go.
You probably go ahead and finish your
story. Well, we'll just real quick finish. So the first building was built in 52 to cure that 1,000 hams because we had essentially run out of room in the various smokehouses and attics around the farm.
And it was just he and his wife at first.
Yes,
well, it was just him at first, and then he and his
wife. And then Natalia. Grandmother. Correct.
We're headed into a break. I'm going to give the phone number for Burger Smokehouse. We're not necessarily a commercial today, but we're going to do that anyway because you know what? Easter's coming up, and Easter, ham is considered the meat. And I'm going to talk about that just a little bit when we come back as to why it is. 1-800-624-5426. That's 1-800-624-5426 for Burger Smokehouse. To talk to us here and ask a question, it's It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Philip and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about cured hams today. Particularly, it's National Spiral Ham Day. But we've talked about the spiral ham. We're going to move on. You can get any of them, I guess, spiraled. That's just a matter of getting them cut, which is convenient for the family or the home. We were just beginning the story of the family that started back in 1927, and I'm going to let Philip take that over and let him finish the story of the family.
Well, again, as I mentioned right before the break, it was a matter of necessity at the time because that's how you preserve. It was not much different than canning vegetables or something out of your garden in the summer. This is how you had product.
Cured your meat.
Yeah, you cured your meat. So with that, my grandfather learned his curing techniques from his mother, Hulda, who came from Germany. And he was later married to my grandmother, Natalia. And at that point, they had kind of exhausted the space of hanging up, you know, this half a dozen, a dozen, 30 or 40 hams, essentially in the top of corn cribs and various farm buildings. So they built a building called the Ham House, I guess affectionately called that. I guess, you had a hen house and a smokehouse and a outhouse, so it was just the name.
Another one of those houses.
And so the thought was he would cure 1,000 hams that first year, and that was he was somewhat thought as being a bit off his rocker for that. But at the time, he said, we'll sell these to the city people that have money, and he said they can pay cash. And what he was speaking of then is people in Jefferson City and Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So like my grandfather and my father always said, we were poor, but we probably didn't know it because we never went hungry. We never lacked for anything. You did a lot of barter. He carried hams and things like that. But anyway, that's really how the business grew from the first building in the Ham House built in 1952. It later was surrounded. That footprint still exists, of course, in our current building that is there. So that small, roughly 40 by 60 building was circled around. We're currently here in California, Missouri, about 400,000 square feet, a lot of which, though, is used for carrying a ham. So in particular, country hams, and you asked at the break, you know, we're carrying over 500,000 hams a year, country hams. It takes 4 months to do that. So you do have to have a fair amount of space. I kind of liken it. They're hanging on racks, kind of like you imagine a barrel of whiskey in a aging room, kind of similar to that. They're not really moving around a lot. They just travel from one room to the other.
Now, your tours, you used to do tours, but those are now video tours, aren't they? You don't really do on-foot tours through the plant anymore?
Well, you are correct on that. So if you come to the plant, we have a visitor center that you come in.
And it's a beautiful visitor center, by the way. It's worth visiting.
Well, it is. Actually, the artist that did that, Terry Chase, was in the Branson area. This was his second major project. He's gone on to do projects all over the world, the Smithsonian, quite a few of them. So it is that kind of museum quality work, but it depicts the seasons of the year in the Ozarks, which are ideal for ham carrying, especially because we have three very distinct seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But you pass on through there, and you're correct, we have a video tour of the plant. We used to walk people through the plant all the time. That just got a little impractical. USDA, our inspectors, weren't real happy with
that.
Insurance wasn't, but we didn't worry too much about them. So eventually inspection said, you know, you can bring people through your plant, but you're going to have to be properly dressed in proper attire. So there's a number of things that became impractical.
Yeah, yeah. They were fun, though. I remember when I worked out there, I was working in the shipping department. You were still doing tours back then, tell my age here. And it was kind of fun to watch them come through there, and I was a part of the tour one time. I brought my sister and her kids. No, my sister. I had my sister's five children, and I had mine. I only had four at that time, and I brought them through there, mm-hmm. and whoever was giving the tour, and I'm thinking it was Shirley Moore, but I'm not 100% sure, but they went through this spiel about, you know, we can and ship them anywhere. It was in the shipping area. We can ship them anywhere you want, anywhere around the world. Mm-hmm. And my little nephew looks at her and says, can I ship to somebody in China? She goes, yes, you can ship to somebody in China. And he goes, I don't know anybody in China. They gave her a little chuckle. It's just, you know, you kind of roll your eyes around. Okay.
Well, and we still ship primarily all over the country. We do a little bit of export work. But that's about it. And military,
yes.
We do quite a bit of that. That is kind of a very specific group of products because shipping time's indefinite. The biggest days, though, for us really come around Christmas and now Easter. So today is a big Easter day because Easter is next Sunday. So today,
they still have hams to sell. They haven't run out yet.
Absolutely. Actually, so today will be the big Easter ship day because that'll let people get their product on Wednesday or Thursday in plenty of time for Easter. However, people can still order. We'll take orders really through Thursday. Most people order today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We'll have a few people order later. Then you got overnight stuff, so that kind of gets expensive.
Yeah, that gets a little bit desperate. That's when they're desperate for.
Well, sure, and we can do that if you'd like. It's just kind of gets expensive depending on shipping.
I'm going to have the show the camera over here, and I'm going to show the catalog that they put out, and you can order the catalog. Just give that number I gave out, a phone number. Give them a call and tell them you want to be put on the mailing list. And get your catalog, and that is 1-800-624-5426. That's 1-800-624. I got to look at it. 5426. Now we were talking about Easter dinner. So you've gone from your grandfather doing four hams to 600,000 hams a year. That's amazing. That's amazing. But I was looking up, and you're thinking I'm going to find this. Astounding reason that ham is the Easter meat. Well, it says here that it's really just because it's seasonal, that because of when it's cured, it gets ready about the time in the spring, and therefore that's why ham is considered at the Easter table. And of course, things have changed now because they cure it all year long. They've got the facilities out there and they cure it all the time. They don't have to wait for December to slaughter them hogs and get them done. They do it all year long.
Well, you're right about that. The other thing on the ham, it's a single large cut of meat. Mm-hmm. So it lends itself well to being a centerpiece item on a table that you would, it's not your average dinner one evening. It's when you're going to have extended family.
And you can do it as a sit-down meal where you're going to have your potatoes and your gravy or whatever it is you're going to serve with it. Or you can, do sandwiches. You can do whatever you want with it.
Well, our family celebrated yesterday, and we had the city ham
yesterday. That was my dad's favorite, the city ham.
And that's the milder, so people understand we do a country ham and a city ham, and those terms, country ham, of course, comes just from kind of the term it was being the dry cure ham that takes anywhere from 4 months to a full year to cure. For those not familiar, it's similar to a prosciutto ham, a dried ham or a serrano that came, so this is where the history of that came from Europe. The city ham is a milder, sweeter ham that's out there. We call it a city ham just because we had a country ham, so we kind of call it a city ham. That term has kind of become kind of useful to the industry, you might say. Some people might just call it a smoked ham or a sugar-cured or a honey-baked type ham. But right. We call it our city ham, again, just opposed to country ham.
And the long-cure ham that takes 12 years, takes 12 months. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So that ham, essentially, as you cure a country ham, so we're kind of jumping back and forth, the longer you age it, you're concentrating the flavor. That ham will continue to shrink a bit because it has had a cure, our cure, salt, brown sugar, black pepper. There's a number of variations of that you can use to cure, but you have to have a drying agent or salt. So that ham essentially concentrates. So once the cure part kind of finishes really in the first 2 to 3 weeks. At that point, it dries and begins concentrating the flavor. So depending on the temperatures you age it at and how long, you get some unique flavors developed in the ham. What you get with that one that goes the extended age is simply a deeper color, a little more reddish tint to it, and just a stronger flavor. Sometimes you'll get a little bit of a mealiness when you eat the ham. It's kind of also tenderizing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll see little salt crystals in it. Mm-hmm. Again,
it's a preference.
It's a preference. And people say, well, that must be better. Well, not necessarily.
But it takes more maintenance, too, because don't you have to get them down periodically and do a little work with them and then...
So, well, yes.
Am I correct on that or not?
Yes and no. Generally, once they go into the aging part, after they've gone through the cure, and curing essentially, imagine the seasons, winter, spring, and summer.
Okay.
So that's what they go through at that time. But people say, well, which one's better? Well, it's like cheese. You may like a sharp cheese or not. It really, it's not which one's better. It's which one you like the best.
It's your preference, yes. Well, I was thinking you had to get them down and kind of work them up a little bit and then put them back up.
Well, we do. After the curing stage, they're wrapped in paper to kind of hold that cure against them. So once they're finished with that, we shuck it. So imagine shucking an ear of corn. There's a net around the ham holding the paper against it. We remove the net, remove the paper, kind of like shucking an ear of corn, hang it back up.
Okay.
And at that point, once they get to that point, for the most part, it's just time doing its job.
It's just that patience, yeah. Okay, we're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome if you've got a question about ham. We're not going to talk about taxes because none of us like that. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, we talk about ham, and I'm going to lean towards the bacon right now because we had a request. I want to talk about bacon, somebody said. So we're going to talk about bacon. And you haven't really had bacon, this is Beth's opinion, until you've had Burger Smokehouse bacon. I particularly like the peppered bacon. But I'm going to let Philip talk about that a little bit.
So the bacon. If you want to go back in history, bacon was cured like hams were, but it cured much quicker. Bacon's a very thin cut of meat. The cure absorbs into the meat very quickly. So the cure we use, salt, brown sugar, black pepper, is the same for the bacon. The process is much quicker. It takes about 3 weeks to go from fresh to finished on bacon. Now, if you compare that to, say, going to the grocery store and picking up just a bacon there, most of that would be from fresh to finish 8 or 9 hours at the most. So there is a difference.
There you go. That patience is virtue,
well,
right?
Well, it really is. The dry curing essentially lets the cure, which is applied to the outside, that mixture is drawn into the product, and you just can't do that in a quick way. The thing that also happens is you do concentrate the flavor because the green or the starting weight of that fresh slab of bacon is going to be about 20% less after curing. So that's why when people say, oh, I put this bacon in the skillet and it shrinks up to nothing. Well, ours isn't won't do that because that has already occurred for the most part before you get it. And you had mentioned we have original bacon. We do an applewood smoked bacon.
Which is good.
Applewood's a little bit different. Our base smoke, kind of our normal go-to, is hickory. But we have an applewood. We're doing a pecan bacon, but right now we did that for a specific customer. You asked earlier, is everything under the burger label? And it actually isn't. About half of what we do is within other labels that for the most part are confidential. But we do a pecan. We do a pepper-coated bacon. That's probably my favorite.
I love pepper, black
and
pepper.
People say, oh, well, that'll be too spicy. Well, you know, if you put so much pepper on it that it dominates the flavor, you've not done your job. You put enough to complement but not dominate the flavor.
Right.
And I think, for instance, I made green beans for a family dinner yesterday, and I used a peppered bacon, diced it up, sauteed it with some onion, and then put the green beans in. And the pepper kind of... It kind of helps them there come out. I even add a little pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, that's my go-to. Applewood
is
getting close to being almost overtaking the original.
Right?
So that's a good call out. It's slightly milder than our original bacon. We actually made it a little milder. So I think that's one of the reasons.
You know, some people prefer, and I do not. I do not like it. It's fresh bacon. Just fresh bacon. It's not got the cure to it or anything. So it'd be like, I don't know. I just don't care for it. I guess maybe because I was raised with the cure bacon. But do you have anybody that requests the fresh?
We really don't, but that's really not our calling. Mm-hmm. But like you say, a fresh bacon,
Well, you said it was more like a ham. That's
yeah, and really, even at that, it's more like just a fresh pork. So mm-hmm. it is. I mean, it's out there. It's just not what we're doing. We're taking it the next step further.
Yeah, it's some people prefer that. I don't know if it's because they were raised on it, or they don't like the salt. They think they don't care for the salt. You know, you can't get enough salt. That's just all the doctors that are listening just went. Okay, but anyway, I like my salt. But their bacon is top-notch. It just definitely is. And, it just makes the meal, whether it's the green beans or your breakfast or a brunch or, hey, we have Brenner a lot at our house.
Well, it is a great compliment, and I think we found that out in the food service industry. You know, you can't bacon, chicken, it's become a topper for a tremendous number of things. But, again, that saltiness, the concentrated flavor is an excellent garnish.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can buy at Burger Smokehouse right here. You can go to their smokehouse if you happen to be in this area or you're traveling through this area. It's a great place to stop. You can have lunch there, but you can visit and you can buy some things. I went in there last year around, I'm trying to think when that was. I think it was 2 years ago at Christmas, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I bought several things there for my son who lives in Bolivar. Took him down there to him and some things for us too. But one thing he wanted, plus the ham, because I told Philip the story about my son's in-laws had never had ham. And they certainly never had cured ham. So we took a city ham up there. And we made ham lovers out of them. So he wanted to get a ham for his in-laws. But he also wanted some smoked turkey.
Oh.
They have the smoked turkey now, and they've done that for several years, and it is really good. I'm going to let you tell the smoked turkey story.
So smoked turkeys, they are, in the Christmas time frame, the number two item we do after the city ham,
mm-hmm.
and in particular the spiral ham. So turkeys, we always start with fresh raw material. So ours are always fresh, never frozen. They're grade A. We use hens,
mm-hmm.
Nearly all the hens. Again, the same thing. They're U.S. sourced. Again, we're in the Midwest, so we have a lot of opportunity close by for product. But the fresh hens come in, and they are actually cured similar with the brine, you would call it, as the city ham that we have, a very similar brine. And they almost go through a similar process. They are brined. They're put in large imagine your table you have here about this size.
Okay.
And we put them in, and we essentially let them marinate again for 10-plus days. That lets that brine evenly distribute. There's different muscle tissues in the turkey, just like there are ham. From there, they go in, and they go through a cook cycle. They are hickory smoked, and then from there they come out for packaging. And maybe at the end I'll talk about a little extra step we do for food safety that is really unique for a company our size.
Okay. Wow. That's a teaser. He's going to hang on to that one. Well, let's talk about the cooking of the hams, because people are going to be doing that this week. And I want to give the phone number then again. You can also just go to burgersmokehouse.com. That's just burgersmokehouse.com. Very simple lookup. But the phone number is 1-800-624-5426. That's 1-800-624-5426. He said you can just tell him it's mail, M-A-I-L, ham. So mail order ham. So go ahead. Let's talk about the cooking of them.
So I would recommend the most – all the spiral hams, which is kind of what we're celebrating today, are pre-cooked by nature. So whether it's a country ham or a city ham. If I were going to do a country ham, I would set it out a couple hours, maybe 3 hours ahead of when you're going to use it, and let it warm up to room temperature. Mm-hmm. I would not further heat that. You can. It's a little drier by nature. I would heat slices as you need it or serve at room temperature. The city ham... you know, the normal instructions are going to say about an hour at 325. There's a recipe we have. Go online. That's the best place. But we had a chef in St. Louis that helped us with this. And I don't know if you can see the video, but instead of the ham this way with the slices, he placed the ham this way, so like a face down. So your slices are here. And what he did was then throughout the process of heating that, and it took about an hour, about three different times he would put some of the glaze on there. But in the base of the pan, he put also, I think he used a little pineapple juice.
Here's the glaze that they sell, but you can make your own glaze if you prefer.
But regardless, when the ham was this way, the slices tend to open up and dry out. When it's this way, it doesn't do that.
Okay.
But make sure you save all of the drippings in the bottom of the pan, because that makes an awful good... Mm-hmm. Which are not really gravy, but kind of a broth to put over the ham
as you serve it.
So really, those are the two ways. Yesterday, the city ham we just had actually cut it off of the bone early, put it in a Pyrex, and never even heated it.
And you don't get tired of ham, do you? I caught him that way.
No, not really. But it's not an everyday meal for us either.
They don't have ham at every meal. Well, my mom always made a glaze that was made out of brown sugar, mustard, and pineapple juice. And that's what we used. It's just a simple little glaze. It wasn't long before burgers, but before we knew about burgers. That's how Mom did hers.
And the pineapple actually is a tenderizer because
yes.
It's an acidic juice. Our glaze we make in-house, it's mainly a honey-based product.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the simpleness of the recipes with the cure that you do. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It's Spiral Ham Day, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Philip Berger. We get these little things once in a while. Philip, we look stuff up as, you know, what holidays are this month? And they're crazy holidays. And it had National Spiral Ham Day on there. I didn't even know it existed. And I thought, oh, this is the perfect time. We got to get Burger Smokehouse on because their spiral hams are awesome, and particularly their city hams. We just love them. But I noticed in all that I was reading on your family is the recipe for the cure has pretty much stayed the same. You know, sometimes simple is better, and it's pepper and salt and brown sugar. Am
that
I correct?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So go ahead and explain that a little bit. Just simple is better.
Well, really, the country ham, the bacon, and all of that has had a very simple recipe for that amount of time. The city hams, it's a little bit different than that. And a number of years ago, USDA said you need within your cure to have listeria inhibitors. Of course, you hear recalls and things on TV about that. Those things were primarily salt-based, so it was a little bit difficult. We had to really adjust how our cure was in our ham, and it made our label more complicated. So I hinted earlier with food safety. We have recently removed the additional listeria inhibitors that were in there and returned to even the most original recipe on our city hams and our turkeys as well. At the very end, so if I know the listeners can't see, in the package that you would buy your ham in, we go through a process called HPP, high pressure pasteurization. So it essentially is a large hyperbaric pressure vessel, about the size of like an MRI machine, if you've ever been to the hospital.
Unfortunately. I've been in one of those.
The product goes in there, and it's placed under an extremely high water pressure, over 80,000 PSI. And so to compare that, the deepest trench in the ocean, that was at the Marianas Trench, is like 25,000 PSI. Essentially what it does is if there is a food safety issue with that, anything that, and there should not be, but this is an extra step beyond, it essentially is a pasteurization process, but it doesn't, it's the water that it's pressurized under is at about 33 or 4 degrees, so it doesn't change the product in any way or reheat it. And so that's something that we do. It's a very expensive technology. We're one of the smallest companies in the there's about 80 of these machines in the country, and we're probably the smallest one, but it was an investment we made about 5 years ago in food safety that we would never turn back on. Again, it ensures that you are receiving a product not only that is quality made, but it ensures food safety on the back end.
Well, you know, we do quite a few shows. I don't know if you know who Bill Bullard is. He's with RCAF USA, and he's been campaigning and fighting for COOL, which is country of origin labeling, and we have him on. And so a lot of my listeners are not necessarily farmers and ranchers. They're rural, and some of them are city. We've got New Yorkers and folks all around that listen to the show, and they're consumers. This is a consumer issue as well as anything else. So I'm really glad you brought that up because it makes it a safe product, but it also keeps that quality and that flavor in there, which is what they're looking for.
Well, it does. And look, there are a number of technologies for food safety, like irradiation of beef, mm-hmm. but it alters the color, at least in its uncooked form. We didn't want any of that. So this is a technology that we've used. And, again, It required its own building. The piece of equipment itself weighs almost 200,000 pounds.
Wow.
But again, for us, that HPP, high pressure pasteurization, it was an investment in safety that we won't go back on. So anything from Burger Smokehouse, so you'd showed the catalog a minute ago, anything that is cooked runs through that process at the end. And if the machine breaks, you would not receive product. I mean, it has. We have equipment to keep it going all the time. That's a part of our process. So we wouldn't sell something that hasn't gone through that procedure.
Now, we're about to get out of time here, but I would not be doing justice to everyone around here if I didn't mention Burger Smokehouse Summer Sausage. There is nothing better than Burger Smokehouse Summer Sausage. And for me, Philip, it's the texture. You know, I've had other summer sausages. I have children that, you know, like to do their deer hunting and get their own summer sausage made. Flavor is fine. Texture, it's just not comparable to Burger Smokehouse.
So there's a number of ways you gain that. So at one end of the spectrum, you can emulsify a product like a hot dog. Mm-hmm. At the other end, you get almost like ground beef. So in between there's different ways. Grind plates, essentially, is how you do that when you mix your meat, beef, and or pork. So we have a unique blend. It kind of fits in between there.
Yeah.
Probably the thing that makes it the most unique, though, is we have what in the meat industry you call a rich blend, essentially
right.
a high, lean meat portion compared to fat. You have to have some fat in the sausage. It's what binds it together. It's what gives it the texture you're talking about. But you can tell when you eat cheap sausage because you get this greasy palate afterwards. So we strive for a rich blend of sausage. And beyond that, we do true summer sausage is what we call our Ozark sausage. It's a mixture of beef and pork.
Yes.
We do
That's
both
my favorite.
A mixture of beef and pork and an all beef. The beef and pork is the one that has been around the longest. Actually, it's maybe slightly outsells the all beef, but I think that's just from tradition. We also do now, not only do we our main sausage is a refrigerated sausage, so it's a milder sausage. We also do one that is shelf stable, so essentially you change a little bit. It's the same meat block, same spices, but you put a small fermenting agent in it, so you tend to get a little bit of a stronger flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the grocery stores like that because it gives them something that they can maybe merchandise outside refrigeration.
Right. Well, it's not just a tradition with me. I will look for the one that is the original, the pork and beef blend. I like it over the beef blend, but that's just my preference. It's always a person's preference, and that's mine.
And that was one of my first jobs. So you would hang sausage, we would stuff, clip, and then you would hang. There's about three to a link, and then you'd hang those. And so that was one of the first jobs my brother and I did, and we were short. We couldn't reach the top of the rack, so we had to stack pallets up and walk up on the pallets.
How old were you when you got started in the business there?
About 12.
I bet you were running around.
I started making sandwiches at our snack bar when I was 11.
Okay.
And so that was kind of the first real job. I mean, we would do some night work, vacuum packaging sausage or something, mm-hmm, but that was the first kind of the paying job, you'd say.
Well, it's a great place to work. I worked out there for a while, and I had a son that's worked out there a couple of times, and he really, really enjoyed it. And my sidekick over here said he worked out there, too. So usually somebody in this community has worked out there a little bit. So.
Well, they have, and it's great that I can be with you here today, but, you know, the work my grandpa did, my father, our generation, that's all good, but we've had so many good partners. Yourself, the folks that have worked seasonally, our folks that are there every day, they ensure the quality. They're the ones who are making sure that what we're doing is happening the right way every day. Mm-hmm. I just have to thank all those folks.
Yeah, well, they employ quite a few here, and they have just recently, we didn't get into that, purchased another facility, which is Clifty.
Clifty Farm.
And so that has put Burger Smokehouse into the largest ham producers in this nation, and we're pretty excited that they're right smack dab right here in the middle of the nation, in the middle of Missouri. We are out of time. Philip, thank you so much for being here with us. Burger Smokehouse, it's National Spiral Ham Day. You know you're going to eat ham this weekend, so you might give them a call at 1-800-624-5426, and you know we're all going to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.